sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy New Year, everybody. Great to have you with us on the Steve Jones Show. The day after Ohio State and Oregon advance to the national semifinals, heading in, or into the national championship game, and heading into the weekend where you have the NFL playoffs, including the Steelers tomorrow night against the Ravens, on a field that Jacoby Jones has ripped to shreds. That's because the field itself is also ripped to shreds. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Tomorrow, Arizona and Carolina get it going on ESPN. And then coming up on Sunday, two more games, including the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions, which will be the nightcap for everything for the weekend. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Ah, yes, imports, domestics, microbrews. Did I mention beer? Yeah, you know, sure, the holidays may be over, but you know what? You can make every weekend a holiday, okay? You really can. I mean, to me, it's kind of this like a four-day extension here. All right, make sure you're stocked up for the weekend. A lot of great things going on, including the NFL playoffs. Four games this weekend, as a matter of fact. And Penn State basketball coming up tomorrow night as well. Now, the Nittany Lions, yes, will be opposite the beloved Kevin Hurst Steelers. Snacks, soft drinks, the pickle bar is second to none. They roast their peanuts fresh, hot, every day. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. A lot of topics to touch on today. College football playoff last night with Ohio State and Oregon both winning. SEC not doing well, Big Ten doing well. We'll touch on that as well. I have some numbers for you over the years where Penn State's been the only Big Ten team that's been able to actually do any kind of real damage in bowl games. Penn State's done its part this year, but the Big Ten, they're 5-4 right now in bowl games. And they have Iowa coming up. But not bad, 5-4. Things work out. Iowa wins. Ohio State wins again. They end up 7-4. That's a great year. The SEC, and particularly the SEC West, no. No. It's been a struggle. This is something I pointed out during the season. Something's not quite right on your power grid. And I say this in all honesty, and I said this during the season, when two middle-of-the-pack teams, traditional middle-of-the-pack teams, Ole Miss and Mississippi State, are suddenly ranked in the top five in the country, that didn't quite jive with me. I saw nothing that told me that either one of those teams should be ranked in the top five. Yeah, Ole Miss did beat Alabama at home. They did nothing in the non-conference to put themselves in that position. Neither team, Mississippi State or Mississippi, neither one did anything in the non-conference that told you that they should suddenly elevate themselves to that spot. Mississippi State had the fastest rise of any team from out of the top 25 to the number one spot ever. Now, we know that Ole Miss is recruited well. We know that. You know, you can see the rankings. They've recruited well. Mississippi State hasn't had that same kind of fortune along the way. Well, not only is the SEC, it's the SEC East. Now, remember the last week of the season, the final week of the regular season, what happened? The SEC East played four ACC teams and lost all four games. Well, these losses were all by the SEC West, Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. Not only that, Mississippi State got crushed by Georgia Tech. Ole Miss absolutely got crushed by TCU. That was no game from the get-go. In fact, in a lot of ways, Georgia Tech, Mississippi State was no game from the get-go. Auburn and Wisconsin turned out to be a great football game. I mean, Auburn played really well. Wisconsin played really well. And, again, it comes down to missing a kick, which Penn State knows all too well in its bowl game. And Wisconsin was able to make its kick, and Auburn did not. And that was the difference between the two teams. They both played really well. Nick Marshall played well. Melvin Gordon had 251 yards rushing. That was just a really good football game, and it's a big win for the Big Ten for them to get it. Then, of course, Ohio State last night. Ohio State played a terrific football game. In fact, you really, from the get-go, dominated that football game. If they don't make mistakes, it's even worse than that last night. And that's something to keep in mind. I mean, Ohio State had over 450 yards in offense. But is that a surprise when you say, well, you know, that's the Alabama defense? Nobody in the SEC is playing great defense right now. Nobody is. And that's something that, for whatever reason, seems to slip through the cracks. They play exciting games in the SEC. No question. Great brand of football to watch. Great brand of football to watch. But one of the reasons that it's fun to watch is that you rarely see teams playing a lot of defense. Auburn's defense. Why'd they go out and hire Will Muschamp? Because they know that their defense is suspect. And that, in the end, is what the undoing is here. Defensive lines have been a real determining factor in recent SEC dominance. They have been really, really good with their defensive fronts and have owned the line of scrimmage. Alabama did not own the line of scrimmage against Ohio State last night, and Auburn did not own the line of scrimmage against Wisconsin. But again, the Wisconsin-Auburn thing went back and forth. They both took turns owning the line of scrimmage in that game. But you saw not only the success of Melvin Gordon running the ball yesterday, you also saw the success of Corey Clement. Then there's Michigan State. Michigan State goes out, and they did what I thought they would do against Baylor. And I thought it would be, I mean, Baylor, you know I don't like Baylor's style of football. Everybody knows that I am not a big proponent of Baylor's style of football. I just don't like it. I don't find it entertaining. But I also know that when they get into big games, they can't produce big performances when it is outside their conference. Last year, they played Central Florida. Central Florida woodshedded them in some ways. Oh, you can talk about all the numbers that Petty rang up last year in that game. Those numbers were rung up in a comeback try. That wasn't a game where, you know, Baylor's in front and Central Florida got lucky and won the game. No, Central Florida led from the get-go, played smash-mouth football, and just really, just really went out and just did the number on them last year in the Fiesta Bowl. Well, this is the same thing. Michigan State wore them down. And why did Michigan State wear them down? They're just a more physical football team than they are. And that's what they did. They wore them down during the course of that game last night, yesterday afternoon. And when it came time for them to come back, they had more than enough to do it. And Baylor was tired at the end. Baylor was tired. You get so used to playing with the lead. You get so used to coasting home in the fourth quarter. You don't play four-quarter games. They did against TCU and obviously won. And TCU obviously is a really good football team. I mean, no getting around it. TCU is. TCU is probably one of the best four teams in the country. Probably better than Florida State, which we'll get to in a little bit. But Baylor plays Michigan State yesterday, and Michigan State wins the fourth quarter. Why? They wore them down. The block kick was huge. I mean, Baylor could have put the game away with the kick, but the block kick was huge the way they attacked. You just had a sense that was going to happen. So Michigan State, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Rutgers, Penn State, all win for the Big Ten when you're looking at the conference scoreboard. And that's big. And I have numbers that I'm going to get into in the next half hour to show that over the years, that Penn State's been the only one that's actually carried the Big Ten banner in these things. I mean, consistently. It's not like Ohio State, they won a national championship during this run. Michigan won a national championship during this run. We all know in 94, Penn State won the title as well. But that's another story for another day. And I think that, a lot of times when we look at a season, we react week by week. And Kevin always laughs every time I tell Kevin about whether it's a game or it's season. I always tell him to let it breathe. Allow it to play out. Now, obviously, you go through 13 passion plays during the course of a season. That includes the bowl game. And each week brings with it its own report card. But for those of you who may have listened to the pregame show that I did with James Franklin, and I'm going to play a little bit back here in a couple minutes that I did with him. I talked to him about there's no panic. You stuck to the plan. This is before Boston College. You stuck with the plan. When you do your job, you have to know where you're going. And now here's the big piece. You have to know how to get there. And when it's your profession, I don't care whether it is running Brewers Outlet, running Sunbury Motors, okay, whether it's running this radio station, whether it's what I do for a living, or whether it's being a head football coach, you will always have people on the outside saying, why don't you try this? And it doesn't hurt to sit there and consider it, because there are good ideas all over the place. But at the same time, you also have to know inside of you exactly where you want to take it and how to get there, because it is your profession. And that's why you find teams over time have become tighter, closer, not giving out much information. I don't care what team it is, any team. Tighter, closer, not giving out a lot of information, really limiting. There's more, despite having more TV than ever, there's actually far more limited access than ever. The access to get within a program is far more limited now. You'll get shoot the last 10 minutes of this, shoot the first 15 minutes of that. Media can go the first 10 minutes of this, last 10 minutes of that. At that point, backups are usually in. And it's hard to make observations about them. But I think what's happened over time is that there's a mirage of looking into programs, like more access. And in reality, you're not getting more access. You really aren't. And again, you have to be able to run your business. And it doesn't hurt that to always research and see, what are other people doing? What's working someplace else? That's great. That's smart. That's intelligent. I mean, we'll sit back, we'll look and say to ourselves, okay, fine. What's working in other talk shows across the country and what works for us? Because again, you have to tailor your show to the audience. What works for this radio station? What's working in other markets? What's working at Brewers Outlet? Okay, an outlet someplace else. What are they doing? We can make that work for us. Sunbury Motors, same thing. Well, today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummelsworth. News next. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. Sunbury Motor Company has over 300 new Fords and over 100 new Hyundais that must be sold now. Get savings up to $11,000 during the January inventory liquidation event at Sunbury Motor Company. Liquidation means vehicles need to fly off the lot as quickly as possible, and Sunbury Motors will do what it takes to earn your business now. See all of the great deals on new Fords and Hyundais now, because because time is of the essence, and if you wait too long, the new Ford or Hyundai you've had your eyes on will be in someone else's driveway. At Sunbury Motor Company, they never pressure you into buying a vehicle you don't want or that's out of your price range. They want to make sure you're getting the best possible deal with the best possible service before, during, and after the sale. This is the time to buy that new Ford or Hyundai, and this is the place. Stop at Sunbury Motor Company now while the selection's at its best. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Friday and Happy New Year, everybody. Great to have you with us, Steve Jones Show. Yes, yeah, Steve Jones Show rolls into 2015. Kevin Herr's got Shikellamy basketball, of course, coming up down the road here as well. Here in the Chief, Dave Ritchie, looking forward to that as well. Looking forward to a great 2015 as well. We've got some great guests coming up. Our thanks, by the way, James Franklin carved out a little time in the last half hour. You can check it out on the Steve Jones Show podcast as well. Get his thoughts on the future and where they are with Penn State football. In a few moments, a quick conversation with Patrick Chambers as well. Nittany Lion basketball team lost the opener to Wisconsin on Wednesday at the Kohl Center, 89-72 Wisconsin, 1.4 points per possession in that game. 1.4 points per possession. They play Rutgers tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Lewis Brown Athletic Center, the Rutgers Athletic Center, what we call the RAC, and that will be coming up tomorrow night at 7:30. Penn State comes into that game with a 12-2 record. Rutgers is 8-6. Rutgers lost its opener on Tuesday to Northwestern, 51-47. And that's the issue with Rutgers, scoring. They're only averaging 59 points per game right now. But they've also had the ability to win close games. They're 5-2 in games decided by 5 points or less. So they've won tight games. They did not win the tight game against Northwestern on Tuesday, 51-47 in their first ever Big Ten game. But that game is coming up. Again, the issue for Rutgers, again, they don't score a lot. They play pretty well defensively, but they're not a team that scores a lot of points. And Penn State will go in there. Penn State is the better offense. And you have to defend these guys. Mack is a good basketball player. Kadeem Jack also missed some time. In fact, he was late for a breakfast. And because he was late, he was held out to start the game by Eddie Jordan. So, you know, that game is going to be at 7:30. And for Penn State, look, to get if they can get that game, A, it would be a road win in the conference. I don't care who it's against. Road win against the in the conference. Back at 1-1, coming home to take on Michigan for the conference opener Tuesday night at the Jordan Center. Talked to Patrick Chambers about this and more, and we discussed first of all, with him about the ability to win tight games, especially in the conference when really every game feels like it's a possession game.
Yeah, there's no question. We had a ton of them, especially early on. We had a lot of one possession games where we just got to rely on each other. We just got to trust each other. We worked on it today about talking early and often and just relying on one another. And I think that's what you need to do on the road. On the road, it's more difficult. You're in a hostile environment. You really have to trust one another out there on the floor.
It also seems like it's a together and loose group at the same time. As a coach, you want a business approach, but do you like how they're able to loosen up?
You know what? As a coach, you have to understand when to pull back and when to push a little bit, and when you know let them have some fun. And it's business. This is obviously a business trip for us, but I can't always be on top of them. This is their personality. They've earned this. They've earned the right to have this environment right now.
That's Patrick Chambers, and his team will play tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Rutgers Athletic Center. By the way, the game will be on ESPN2 coming up tomorrow night, just to point that out to you as well. Look, the Today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Did I mention beer? Look, it's you've got the playoffs coming up this weekend. The playoffs coming up this weekend. And also, you might make sure you're fully stocked. You never know who's going to show up. And what if a guy like Kevin Hurst shows up? And we all know that, you know, he has to be driven home for most parts. And that's, we have to remember that. Okay. But also at the same time, snacks, they also have soft drinks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Imports, domestics, microbrews, great stuff. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And by the way, the pickle bar, this guy is a champion of the barrel pickles. All right. That'll be one of the crushing things as I go over to Rutgers that we'll go buy Brewers Outlet. I want to stop. Come on, man. And Sunbury Motors, here it is, 2015. When did they start? Oh, 1915. Repeat customers are the statement of any business. Once you find something that you in your life, you feel dependable and is a winner to you and gives you satisfaction, that's why you keep going back over and over again. Sunbury Motors is the definition of repeat customers. So for those of you who have never dipped into the Sunbury Motors pool, do it. You'll find that, you know what, I should have gone here all along. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Ohio State won last night. Beat Alabama. Oregon won with relative ease over Florida State. They'll play a week from Monday at Jerry World for the national championship. All right, playoffs. Playoff schedule. Arizona and Carolina, that'll be tomorrow at 4:20 on ESPN. Then the Ravens and the Steelers play at Heinz Field. Sunday, the early game at 1 will be at Lucas Oil Stadium, where the Colts and Andrew Luck will take on the Bengals. The nightcap will be the Lions with Ndamukong Suh in the lineup taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Interesting, they have ripped into the field at Heinz Field, and they should. I mean, the Heinz Field situation is an issue, and I saw this at Yankee Stadium. And Yankee Stadium had, before Penn State played, they had Lehigh play Lafayette. Okay, fine. But then they had the public league championship games there as well. And I'll be frank with you, the field at Yankee Stadium was not in very good shape because of that. Now, look, it's November heading into December, and, you know, whatever you turf you put down, you're not going to be able to grow grass, get it rooted, whatever. I understand that. And the area, what was interesting is you go the area beyond where they had the track set up for the ESPN camera track, and it was in right field at Yankee Stadium. And I walked over there for a period of time on Friday during the practice and looked at it, and you know, just on Friday, I thought the field was in lousy shape, and I made that comment on the broadcast. But when I went over to right field to just take a look at the grass there, which had not been used for football, it's just clear, right? The field was unbelievable shape, great shape, beautiful grass, and you could see it. But the field was torn up. Well, now look at Heinz Field. Heinz Field's very much in the same situation because, obviously, Pitt plays there. So you have Pitt and the Steelers both playing there, but then they have the Whipple playoffs that take place as well. And when you look at the amount of work that goes into it, it's hard to maintain the field. Again, you get to November, December, the field's, you know, it's chewed up and it's not in great shape. And look, they're expecting, like, you know, we're looking at ice here tomorrow. It might actually be rain tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. Now, as for Le'Veon Bell, he says he feels great and he hopes to play in tomorrow night's game. Well, hopefully that happens. Okay? And if that happens, that changes all the dynamics. I think the game swings dramatically in the Steelers' direction if Le'Veon Bell can deliver any kind of performance. Le'Veon Bell did sit out practice this week, but he's hoping to play in the postseason game. He didn't practice Wednesday. He did some light work yesterday. He's still listed as questionable, but that means nothing. You and I, you know, how many times have guys been labeled as questionable? He says his leg feels great. It feels good to be able to move around and not think about it much. That's huge. He said the key to playing in the game against the Ravens is getting his knee strong enough to the point where he's not even thinking about it when he's on the field. He says, I don't want to play fearing my knee getting hurt. He says that doctors have told me, okay, it's not an MCL. He says, not an injury like an MCL where you go out there and play and it gets worse. The doctors have told me that it's not that, that it's not something that can get worse if I do play. That's huge. And on top of that, he says it was great for him to hear it, and because of that, he feels ready. He says, I'm definitely going to try to get on the field and play. Now, Mike Tomlin said the Steelers won't rush Bell back from the injury that did not leave any ligament damage or structural damage at all. He hyperextended it, but there's no damage in there. He has to show the Steelers, though, that he's able to protect himself, according to Tomlin. And if he can do that, then they'll allow him to play in the game. They did sign Ben Tate. Functional. They did sign Josh Harris. Functional. Knows the playbook. All right. I've kind of laughed a little bit at Kevin and some other Steeler fans. Oh, yeah, Josh Harris. If Josh Harris were that good, why wasn't he in the rotation? I still am waiting for answers from anybody on that. Part of the problem the Steelers have had in not making the playoffs the last couple of years is that they have not had a great running back situation. They've had really functional NFL backs. Well, Bell is an exceptional NFL back. Bell is in the conversation. In fact, I think he's the best all-around running back in the NFL, period. And again, I have a totally unbiased, no dog in the hunt opinion. You know, it's different than a Steeler fan going, I tell you, he's the best. Okay, yeah, all right, you know, everybody thinks their guy's the best, all right. You know, I go to a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. He said, I'm telling you right now, Bortles is the best young quarterback in the league. He's going to be great down the road. Well, I don't blame you for feeling that way. You're a fan. I think Bortles will be a good NFL quarterback down the road. He just won't be elite. But there are very few elite guys. There are very few elite guys at every position. Bell is an elite guy. Aaron Murray had a great year. The Cowboys, when you look at the Cowboys, 70% of what they do on first down involves the running game. 70%. But when you look at Bell, what makes Bell, to me, the better all-around back is that, A, I think he is just as good with the football running it and decision-making as Murray is. So to me, they're dead even there. But Bell is an exceptional receiver out of the backfield and runs really good, crisp routes. I mean, you watch him come out of the backfield. He doesn't round off a route and get someplace. If he needs to cut a route, he will cut and get to a route. Right? He'll cut and get to it. But then you watch him on blitz pickup. Oh, he sticks his nose in there on blitz pickup. Sticks it right in there. I mean, I think he is tremendous when it comes to that. And look, I know how they match up with the Ravens. I like the way the Steelers match up with the Ravens. And if Bell can even play in the game at 80%, they're a better football team than the Ravens. And they're in the better bracket. They're in the better bracket. Winning this game gets you Denver in Denver. Fine. Peyton Manning does not look, unless something happens with him over 2 weeks, and obviously in 2 weeks, maybe that's enough for him to rest up and heal up because he looks like he's playing hurt. That's the better matchup than going to New England. You know, I mean, that's what I think they're in the better bracket. And I like where they are in this whole thing. If they, to me, if they can get through with with Bell, because Roethlisberger's having an off-the-chart season. Look, I mean, they can win this game if Bell is even playing at 75-80% and he gets in a few snaps here and there. Even if he doesn't play, they can still win the game because Roethlisberger is playing at a superior level to Joe Flacco. Right now, Roethlisberger's playing at an A level. Flacco's playing at a B-plus level. Okay? And that's where they are. Roethlisberger's having a phenomenal year, the best year of his career. Now, part of that is, you know, because the running game's been so good, that's fine. I think Tony Romo's having his best year because of the running game they have in Dallas. Offensive line has played great. Murray's played great. And suddenly all that play-action stuff that Romo's doing makes a big difference. Also, when the Cowboys have the lead in the fourth quarter, they can look at that offensive line and they can look at that running game and they can drive the ball downfield in the fourth quarter and eat up clock and score. So, you know, I think that that is a big part of all this. You know, the running game has really helped him. But Roethlisberger has enough in the tank and the way he's playing and the way Heath Miller's playing and Brown has played off the charts. I mean, there's only a handful of wide receivers are in the same class right now with Antonio Brown. And I think if you get some pressure on Flacco, you can do to him what you did to Andy Dalton. Now, obviously, Flacco's a better quarterback than Andy Dalton. I know that. But, you know, Flacco down the stretch did not play like a better quarterback than Andy Dalton either. Interesting. Now, Dalton, they get the Indianapolis Colts. The other game coming up tomorrow is Carolina and Arizona. Arizona's going to have to go with Ryan Lindley again, no Drew Stanton. To me, that takes their odds and drops them down of winning the game. If they have Drew Stanton, I think the Cardinals go in, they win it. Their defense is playing great, and Stanton allows them to possess the ball long enough to make certain things happen. Ryan Lindley, who, by the way, did have a 300-yard passing game in the last game of the season, so he looked a lot more comfortable. I give him credit. Carolina, though, to their credit, played great down the stretch. I think playing at home helps them. I think Carolina will win that game. The Lions get Ndamukong Suh back. Okay, that's huge for this particular reason. When you're facing the number one rush offense in the league, it helps to have the number one rush defense in the league. That's the Detroit Lions, and that's led in part by Ndamukong Suh. But the problem the Lions have is this. They have to throw a lot of what they do onto the right arm of Matthew Stafford. They don't run the ball well enough. Joique Bell's okay, but they don't run the ball well enough. That's why Stafford, a year ago, remember Stafford had over 700 pass attempts last year. 700. 700 pass attempts. That's like looking at a starting pitcher saying, here's throw 150 pitches today. Every day. You're going to throw 150 every day. Dallas is at home. I expect Dallas to win. And I expect Romo to play really well. And that would then set up next weekend. I think the Steelers will win. I think they'll win by at least 10 points. I think Carolina will win. I think they'll win by at least 10 points. I think Dallas will win by at least 10 points. Indianapolis and Cincinnati I expect to be close, but I expect the Cincinnati postseason magic to continue. I expect the Colts to win by at least 10 points. Penn State basketball tomorrow night. Nittany Lions will play Rutgers. It is game two of the Big Ten season. It's on the road. If you can get a road win and get out of this thing in the opening week 1-1, because I'm going to tell you right now, flat out, Wisconsin is a team that went to the Final Four last year. They have four starters back from that team, and their sixth man, Nigel Hayes, who was really good last year, is even better this year. No one is going to go into the Kohl House and into the Kohl Center. No one's going to go into the Kohl Center and beat Wisconsin this year. No one. So scratch that one off the list. Now you go to the next one, you got Rutgers. Don't expect a lot of points. In fact, if Penn State scores 65 tomorrow night, they win the game. Penn State tops 65 tomorrow night, they will win the game. And that will be tomorrow night at 7:30. DJ Newbill at 29 in the opener. They need Brandon Taylor to get going in this. Brandon Taylor, BT did not have a very good game. He airballed his first shot, and it seemed like after that, things kind of slid off. They need him to contribute 12 points and 6 rebounds in a game. He contributes 12 and 6. They've got this game. I thought Ross Travis, don't look at the numbers on Ross Travis. Ross Travis actually, I thought, played very well in Wednesday's game. Very well. Did a lot of the little things defensively. Geno Thorpe played really well, too. John Johnson was okay. Jordan Dickerson never got into the mix. They need him to get into the mix. And all that Shep Garner. Look, the spotlight did not faze him. You know, Penn State scored 72 points in the game. There's only one other team that has cracked 70 points against Wisconsin this year. That's Duke. So just file that away. Just file that away. Penn State did score 72. All right, fun show today. Thanks to James Franklin. Check out the podcast and for the interview I had with him. Also, Patrick Chambers. You can check out the podcast for the interview with him. We got a big weekend coming up with the playoffs. Steelers, Ravens, of course, tomorrow night. Penn State basketball and Rutgers tomorrow night at 7:30. Our thanks to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up. And happy 100th birthday, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.